Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPietro and Rothenberg.
Do you think I'm not performing well today?
I don't think you're at your best.
I don't understand. What is it you animals are looking for?
I'm just telling you how I feel. I mean, I can't explain it. I think there's a better version of you. You're using me as a human crutch is what you're doing.
First of all, that's my term.
I'm carrying you right now.
Please.
I'm single-handedly carrying you on my back right now.
Please.
I'm like your radio rickshaw is what I am.
This is DPietro and Rothenberg.
On 99.88 ESPN FFM.
On ESPN, 98.7.
On 98.7 ESPN. You're
sampling the best. Thank you, Raymond. You're finally playing my song. DPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Or 99.87 FM, 98. DPietro Rothenberg, the show you've fallen in love with, and we have just given it to you, an easier way to consume the show. If you're in your car, you're at work, there's a new, gorgeous, weep-worthy app. Go to the App Store. We did it with you live on the air. Go to the App Store, type in ESPN New York. Spell out New York, download the app, you will be listening to us in nanoseconds. It is gorgeous. Now, the one complaint I had from people is when I get the app, it just starts playing it and there's nothing I can do. And I thought, boy, you know what? I had that same issue. No. Let me tell you how to counteract that. Right? So if you don't want it to just immediately start playing, you want to hit listen live. If you hit listen live, there's a little button you can press that says don't play immediately when I open the app. Wait until I hit listen live. So we have figured everything out in this gorgeous piece of apparatus here, Rick.
Yeah, they have done, I mean, they have done everything that you would want to have. I mean, I know nothing's perfect, but this is as close to, I mean, as far as apps are concerned, as close as you could get.
As close as you could get. Kirk McNair, I love the new app. Straight fire. I mean, no one agrees on anything, but everyone agrees.
Not like this.
No, you know what else people agree with? That Jordan Renan is as good as it gets. Now, Jordan, we welcome you, and he covers the Giants and does so seamlessly for us on ESPN. You're all over the place. You're on ESPN.com. You're on TV. Maybe you'll be on the new app. Jordan, I want to make sure you have the new app, or in the next 20 minutes, you will have the new app.
Yeah, look, I'm excited for the new app. I have an exclusive Breaking Big Blue dropping on the new app today just for draft day. Talk to Diana Rossini, who is
she loves
the Giants today. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a big fan of mine. Ask her about lurking around
everybody.
Her. Yeah, I don't think she cares for me, actually.
Would you like to be a guest on the podcast at any point?
Oh, that's really nice of you to ask me. I'm going to pass.
Yeah, how about that? So she goes on your podcast and she won't go on my podcast. I see the hierarchy here. All right, that's fine. I'll play your game. All right, Jordan, let's get to it. Lot to do. Giants have two picks in the top seven. Ton of draft equity and capital. Give me some names. Give us, I don't know, three or four names that you're hearing for the Giants at 5-7 right now.
The three names that I would take most seriously, and I know that they have fans in the building, are definitely Sauce Gardner is a player they're extremely high on, that they really like. We're talking about a guy who led up zero touchdowns in college. I think he could be a lockdown corner. And then the offensive tackles. You got Evan Neal, who the Giants think very highly of, the Alabama tackle. I mean, the dude is like 350. He looks. You ever see that picture of him, Rick?
Yes.
He's 350. He looks like he's like 250. It's unbelievable.
Why do you turn to Rick? Why is it like Rick? Have you seen that picture? Like
that's
I don't
right
have
up,
eyes.
That's right up.
Oh, okay. I see. All right, that's fine. Kind of that's fine. Go ahead.
Well, because he's talking about a guy that's 350 that looks like he's like 270, carries it so well, and you're a guy that's like 210 that looks like it's, I mean, it's a little saggy.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. All right. You know what? How would you like Jordan to host with you when it's time?
Well,
when
I mean, Rick post-playing career, I mean, he got up near 350, so I thought maybe that's why.
Oh, yeah! Look at that!
All right, well played, Jordan. I mean? Well played.
That's
look at that. And that's different from when he looked like he was an emaciated victim of not eating.
Well, I see how it is. That's fine. You guys can team up.
Extreme guy.
Yeah, he really is. All right, Jordan, continue. I'm sorry.
Should we get to the third guy? I think I might have just snorted there, by the way.
A surprise. Let me put my surprise face on. You snorted.
Oh, dear. Do we have an awkward laugh we could possibly play at this very moment?
I know. I'm setting myself up like no other right there. The third guy, I mean, for sure, it's Charles Cross. I mean, I know people say, oh, is 5 too high for him, is it? I mean, he has multiple people in the building who think he is the best tackle in this draft. And so the idea that the Giants wouldn't go there at 5 or 7 and too high, I don't think that's accurate. So I think those three guys in particular are guys – it depends how the board plays out, right? I mean, that's a big part of this year. So those are the three guys that I'm kind of zeroed in on, focused on. And there's one other name that I found intriguing that I've heard from people around the league the last couple days. And I don't know.
Let me guess.
Go ahead.
Jermaine Johnson.
No. This one is kind of off the board. This one is kind of wow.
For the Giants to go at 7?
Or maybe it's a potential because they're trying to trade 7.
Right.
So maybe it's a potential trade back a little bit. But
how about Devin Lloyd?
No. How about offense? Skill position.
Jameson Williams.
I did hear they tried to get a last-minute or at the end of the visit period. They did try to schedule a visit with him, but that didn't happen. But it's how about Garrett Wilson?
Ooh.
The Ohio State receiver.
He's a stud. Garrett Wilson's a stud.
Interesting.
So it is a name that I've heard. Now, I don't know if that's in a trade-back scenario potentially or what, because they're definitely trying to trade pick 7. That's like that's a pretty well-known thing at this point. But I thought it was interesting that I had two people from other teams mention it to me in the last day or two. So just something I want to maybe just keep an eye on. I don't know how serious it is. The first three guys, if the board plays out and stays, I think are the most serious to land with the Giants.
All right, Jordan, let me ask you a question now. So you mentioned two of the tackles, Neal and Cross. So say Giants sitting there at 5 and both are available.
I go back and forth. I've been sticking with Neal. I just think they have he's the guy that I think would have the higher grade on. But, man, they put a lot of resources into Charles Cross and sent a lot of people there, and it's hard to completely ignore. But I just think Neal would be the guy that has the higher grade. Now, I'm gonna stick with that, even though I really don't feel great about it, to be honest with you.
All right, so let me ask you this, because we heard Thibodeau's name thrown out there a bunch of times, and all of a sudden it seems like it's lost a little bit of that luster. Is that a fair assessment?
I just don't think he's going to be the guy at 5. I think maybe depending on how the board plays up, let's say Sauce Gardner's gone, the Giants take a tackle at 5 and they can't trade 7, I think that's when he would come into the conversation along with Jermaine Johnson. But, man, I think there's a little misconception between what the public thinks of Kayvon Thibodeau and what teams do, because when I talk to people with teams, it's not all, the whole, brand thing or, playing in New York. From what I hear, it's more him as a player. Not that he's not a good player, but I don't think he's the special player that sort of the public is portraying him as. Like when you talk to people around the league, they say, oh, yeah, I heard the comp of Jadeveon Clowney, and then I went and looked at him, and he's not that big. Right, he doesn't even have that, so he doesn't really have that power part of his game to it. He has that first step, and that part of it is special. But he doesn't have the moves, the counter moves, you know. So I don't think teams view him as this great player. I think they view him as a good, not great player. And that's why you're seeing the likelihood that he's probably going to go a little bit lower than what I think everybody thought when this process started.
I mean, originally he was up at the top. I mean, I think Mel had him as
one.
As one at some point. Jordan.
Yeah, but then everybody went back and watched the tape. They went back and watched the tape, and they weren't blown away. I mean, I think that's more than the oh, he's worried about his brand thing. Because, Rick, you know this. If we eliminate everybody who plays and is motivated by their brand and personal things, we wouldn't have teams. We wouldn't have teams to field here.
Yeah, you couldn't fill the. You wouldn't. I mean, you wouldn't have enough. You know, guys available in the first round if that was the case.
absolutely.
The great Jordan Renan joins us here on the show. Jordan, the people that you talk to, because, I mean, you are dialed in. If there's anyone dialed in, it's you. Do we see a quarterback go in the top 10, you think, or no?
I'm going to say no. Hmm. I mean, I just can't talk. Everyone I talk to just doesn't really love the quarterbacks in this draft. I just don't see it happening. People think Carolina, if one of the tackles is there, is going to take the tackle. And so if Carolina takes one of the tackles, whichever three potentially is left there at six, like, who's going quarterback? It doesn't sound like it's Atlanta. Atlanta's the only one I could potentially really, I mean, see, and that would be a surprise because you haven't really heard that either. But I don't see Seattle doing it.
No.
You know, at this point, why would Pittsburgh make that kind of huge move up?
You might not even need to move up to get that quarterback.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So why would Pittsburgh pay a huge price to jump up? You know, we're talking, they're 20. So 13, 14, 15 spots when who's taking these guys?
Yeah, may not be takers for these quarterbacks in maybe middle, late first round. All right, last one, and then we got to run. You download the app, and then you can listen to your Breaking Big Blue podcast right there on the front page. Jordan, yes or no? I don't need you to even expound much on it at all. Do the Giants trade out of seven and trade back?
No. There's not a lot of demand to move up in this year's draft. Pick 7 might be the same as pick 15 in a lot of teams' eyes.
That's an awful question, by the way.
You know what? Shut up.
That's an awful question. You brought up earlier in the show how all these other.
Why is that an awful question?
Thank you.
Well, because he doesn't know.
He's not a man who's trained. He doesn't have a degree in this. He went to BU for a year. He doesn't know. He barely can function.
I did more in 1 year at BU than you did at the seven at your technical institute.
1 year.
You didn't even go to class.
Like, he's not educated. He's not an interviewer. He doesn't
even
know who Mike Wallace
experience.
Is. I say Mike Wallace to this guy. He thinks the receiver. He doesn't think of journalism. Dan Rather doesn't even know.
I'll have you know Mike Wallace. Mike Wallace, only white man, make me moist. Hercules. Don't tell me who I don't know Mike Wallace is.
Jordan, you know what? You're the guy. Was that a bad question?
Awful.
I don't think so, no. I mean,
no.
That's a big deal. They're trying relentlessly to make a trade. So the question is, are they going to be able to do it and get a 2023 first rounder, which I think is no. Can they potentially move back a couple spots and get some other capital? I think the answer is yes. But do they really want to just move back a couple spots to get capital? You know, something Diana Rossini said, and it sticks out to me, is that Joe Shane, when she talked to him, said he wasn't going to try and get too cute in this draft. This is his first draft. He needs to get good players. So if that's the case, you can't get a 2023 first rounder, just take the guy you like and move on.
All right, Jordan, go. I can't.
No,
I can't
no.
Clock is dead.
The last thing
dead.
I'm going to let you do is ruin. I mean, just
clock
ruin, maul the clock. So,
you
Jordan, we love you. No, you're going to say I asked a bad question?
Rick,
I'm going to step
Rick
on your face right now. All right, Jordan, we love you.
Jordan,
Rick, thank you.
He thinks shots at me all the time. Go ahead.
Jordan.
He thinks shots at me all the time. And me not defend you, Dave? Come on.
Exactly. Thank you.
I've taken some classes on the side here with broadcasting stuff.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. No, you're not asking another question.
Just a quick one. Yes.
No. No, Jordan, we got to go. All right, because you know who gets yelled at if we break at 7:23? Me. Jordan, we love you. We'll talk to you. Enjoy the draft tonight.
I'll text you, Dave. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. It's time for a frenzy. A football frenzy.
You could say that 10,000 times and it still wouldn't be enough.
It fires me up, man.
I love
it.
Say it one more time.
A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question.
And away we go. 1-800-919-3776. DPHR Rothenberg and the Frenzy brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All right, Rick. Anywhere you need to go before we get to the Frenzy? Or are you ready to actually be timely and accurate and up to date and get into the Frenzy right now?
I got that out of my system. Let's go.
All right, here we go. 1-800-919-3776. Rapid.
You're going to say
I asked a bad question? I'm going to step on your face right now.
Around the horn we go. Wes in Fort Myers. Wes, you're on the Frenzy.
Yes, I was just wondering if you guys thought that the Giants would take a running back later on in the draft, or would they let Saquon try to do this thing?
No, that, I think the two positions that I can almost guarantee you they take after the first round, tight end and running back. Very little doubt on that. Mike in Jersey. Mike, you're on the Frenzy.
Give me tomorrow's Giants headline and tomorrow's Jets headline.
I will say the Giants. The Giants didn't cross up the fifth pick.
Wow!
And the Jets put a little sauce on it.
Those are headlines. Put a little sauce on it.
A little sauce on it. Jets Brian got and, saucy in the draft.
Brian and Bergen. Brian, you're on the Frenzy.
What do you think Denver could do this weekend? Whether it be trade or draft, they don't pick till 64 to help solidify themselves next year.
Listen, I think Denver's a good team. I really do.
Well, they got the quarterback now, right?
Well,
and they
and they have
back.
I think the biggest thing for them is
Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, well, here's the thing with them, though, right? Is like if you didn't go out and get Russell Wilson, did you feel like you had a chance with that division? No.
But now you look at them. I mean, their offensive line is pretty good. They have the quarterback. They have the receivers. They have multiple running backs. Like they have a pretty good defense, which has been good for years. They're not far off. I think you just add, right? I mean, you traded Noah Fant, so maybe you need a tight end now.
Mr. Unlimited.
But they're not far off. They've done well.
Yeah, what are you looking at? Let's go. Come on.
Well, I don't know. I thought you had something to say. Anthony Jersey, Anthony Frenzy, go.
What do the Giants need to do this year for this first year of this regime to be successful?
I think you just need to see competence.
I think you've already seen some competence. I think just to make sure those, especially the first two picks, 5 and 7. We'll see what happens. I mean, Jordan made it sound like they're actively trying to get out of 7, but I mean, you got to hit on these two draft picks.
If I told you that you have what 2 threes, 1 2, 2 ones, 5 picks in the first 3 rounds, if I told you you got 3 really good players, would you take that right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
I agree. I always worry about him in the Frenzy, and he never lets me down. Ira, Staten Island. Ira, go.
Does Joe Douglas admit he made a mistake and draft an offensive tackle in the first or second round?
It's a great question.
I mean, that's
a great question.
That's 4 picks. Right? Does he take an offensive tackle in the first or second round? That's 4 picks. How about this? You will find that out in what we think in our mock drafts coming up in about 10 minutes from right now.
Yeah.
I think I don't want to tip my hand too much.
There's one name, and I don't want to tip my hand either, but there's one name that I think could cause some issues in the room if he's still available.
I agree. And there's maybe a pronunciation issue that, which could happen with
Ikem Ukunua.
Oh, I just got a great text. Big Apple Sauce.
Oh, that's nice right there.
How good is that?
That's terrific. Is that
Big Apple Sauce? That's a genius, is what that
is. I am too smart. I am too smart.
Greg in Albany. Greg, you're on the frenzy.
Hey, guys. All right,
question. No, get rid of him. We don't have time for that. Bill in Levittown. Bill, go ahead. You're on the frenzy.
What is your perfect draft night tonight?
Giants trade back from 7. They get a first-round pick into next year's draft. Somebody falls in love with whoever, quarterback, wide receiver, doesn't matter who. Giants move down to 18, 20, whatever, and wind up with a first-round pick next year and draft the offensive lineman at 5. That's the ideal for me with the Giants. What's yours with the Jets?
With the Jets would be I would take defense at 4, and then at 10 I would like to take an edge rusher, but if one of those isn't available, then I would take a wide receiver probably at 10.
Are you okay not taking a receiver at 4 or 10?
Am I okay with that? I still think you have an opportunity with those early 2 second round picks. I think there's definitely people inside that room that would important people or an important person that wants to take a wide receiver.
I think they need the receiver because you need to make it as easy as possible for this quarterback. Matt Fairlawn, you're on the frenzy. Go, Matt.
Will Kayvon Thibodeau be a New York Jet tonight?
No. I don't think so, no. I would say no. Corey Greenwich. Corey, have at it.
The Kansas City Chiefs trade 29 and 30 to number 7 Giants for Jameson Williams, and they'll give you next year's pick, too.
Wait, I'm so confused. The Giants.
What he's saying is that what he's saying is yes. The Kansas.
They
City
want to move up and take Williams. The Giants get 29-30 and next year's one.
And next year's one.
Yeah, I would do that if I'm the Giants. Would you not do that?
No, I would do that. Yeah,
I get 29-30 in a deep draft, and I get next year's one. Now the only thing is, next year's one is going to be what, 26 from Kansas City.
Yeah, but you'll figure you'll have. I mean, depending on how many, I can't see you winning a ton of games.
No, so you have a top 10 pick and then 26.
Yeah.
Right. So, something like that. Yeah. All right. There you have it. Why don't you blow this baby dead, Santy? I thought that was a pretty good job.
I wouldn't hate that for the Giants.
No, I think that's the Giants' goal is to move out. How about this? Richard Krzyzewski. Richard Krzyzewski. Combination headline. Crisscross Big Applesauce.
I think it just, I mean, that if they don't use that, if it happens the way it could potentially happen and they don't use that, then somebody's not doing their job.
I think you have to. Big Apple Sauce, if the Jets or Giants take him, has to be the headline. We've done their work for them.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
We made the announcement. Rick, I walked you through it. Let me do it again. Guys, we have a new app, and this is not a small deal. We'll bring on a guest to discuss what is going on with the app and with this person as well. And that's just a moment away. But how do you get the new app? I want to experience it. I'm interested. What do I do? Rick, here's what you do. You go to your app store. Everyone has that. Then you type in ESPN New York. Spell out New York. You'll see it. You download it instantly. And all of a sudden, boom, you have access to everything. There's no juggling. There's nothing difficult to do. You'll get all the podcasts from our show, the K Show, Greeny, a separate ENN tab, right? Game Misconduct is on there. Caught Offside is on there. Flight Deck is on there. Breaking Big Blue is on there. There's going to be new and original content on there as well. Rick, it's everything you could hope for on draft day.
Yeah, you get this app, you download it, okay, and then you pick up the phone and then sit on, well, call whoever you want. It may be a couple people. Sit on the phone for a good 45 minutes, get nothing accomplished. You're a step closer to being the program director of the station.
Wow. You said that, not me. I don't. I don't feel like that at all. I feel like management here is as good as I've ever come across in the radio business. All right, we promised you a guest. It's an important guest, and we go out to Vegas. And I, God knows, make sure your fingers on the dump button here, because God knows what she will say at 4:30 in the morning in Las Vegas, and that is the one, the only, featured very prominently on the new app. Anita Marks. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning.
How are you? How's Vegas? How's things?
My morning is a lot earlier than your morning. So yeah, good morning. Vegas is great. Vegas is awesome. I love Vegas. It's one of my favorite cities in the country. And then compounded by the fact that you're going to have the NFL draft here tonight, it's bananas. So it's fantastic.
All right. So we've discussed the new app this morning, and I know that you are excited about this as well, because there's going to be original Anita Marks content on the app, isn't there?
Ooh. Yeah. I mean, what's so great about the app launching today, the night of the first round of the NFL draft this season, is that we have a special 98.7 ESPN draft preview that I'll be hosting, and Rich Cimini, who does a phenomenal job covering the Jets, joins me on the podcast, giving an in-depth kind of feel vibe of what he thinks the Jets are going to do with their two picks in the first round, as well as Jordan Renan, who equally does a great job covering the Giants. So, you know, who else? These two gentlemen who have their finger on the pulse of both those organizations better than most, join us on the podcast to give us an idea of what they think the teams are going to do. So if you're a Giants, you're a Jets fan, you really want to be in the know, you absolutely want to listen to this draft preview show. It's really, I'm not just saying this because I'm on it, but it really is good.
All right, Anita, my final question will be more of a personal question, because I think everyone wants to know what's going on with the Scooter. But I mean, you're in Vegas. I mean, you know the pulse of both of these teams. You've got a chance to speak to a lot of people. So Jets at 4, Giants at 5. Well, right now, today, at this moment, 7:40 a.m. What do you think?
All right. So here's the consensus. Right. Here's what's crazy about this draft. And you guys know I've been working with you guys for a while. You know that, like, this is my wheelhouse. Like, this is my guilty pleasure draft. Right. In talking to a variety of scouts and agents and executives and general managers, this draft, there's not a consensus, oh, this is the best defensive lineman. Because, look, we're sitting here, is Walker going to go first? Is Hutchinson going to go first? What about Thibodeau? There's no consensus, this is the best offensive lineman. Yeah, we could sit here and say, yeah, Ekwonu is the best offensive lineman, but there's some general managers out there who feel that Cross is the best lineman because of his feet work and the fact that he probably, arguably, is probably the best tackle in this draft. And then, of course, there's Neal, who's just a specimen. He's like, he's a freak of a human being. So, you know, even with marinating this for a minute, guys, the only position that there's a consensus of this is the best player at this position is punter. That is it.
Wow.
Out of San Diego State. That is it. So here's the thing. This is a very deep draft, but it's a very mediocre draft. So what does that mean? Everybody wants to trade out of the first round. Everybody wants out of the first. They want to start compiling their picks. In the value of this draft is going to be in the third and fourth. So I hate to say it, I'm kind of a negative Nelly here on this Thursday morning. This is not the draft that you want to have two picks in the first round, because I do believe the Giants and the Jets are going to be trying to trade out of their second pick in the first. I think Giants and Jets are going to get really a phenomenal player with their first picks because they're in the top five. But after that, they absolutely are going to try to trade down, and the problem is going to be, I think it's going to be really hard for them to find a trading partner. Another caveat here is this quarterback class is bad. There's not one quarterback in this draft class that any general manager feels like is a sure home run starting quarterback in the NFL. So you don't have a team like the 49ers who gave up the farm to go get Trey Lance, which is a project. I mean, there's talk and speculation that he's not even ready to start this year. And I think that's a big reason why you still haven't seen the 49ers trade Jimmy Garoppolo yet, besides the fact that he had shoulder surgery. But that's a whole other topic. So anyway, that's the consensus. So this draft is going to be crazy, especially when we get to, like, the second round, and that's when a lot of the trading is going to start happening.
All right, Anita, listen, we appreciate you. Enjoy Vegas. Keep yourself out of trouble. Thanks for joining us on draft day. And big news with the podcast and the new app and all of it. So we wanted to get you on for a few minutes to kind of help us break it all down. You've done it wonderfully. Enjoy Vegas, and we'll talk to you soon.
You got it.
All right, there you have it. That is the very talented and outstanding Anita Marks live from Las Vegas. All right, I want to waste no more time. I want to get right to it. I know it puts you at a very stressful level, which I absolutely adore. Are you ready for Rick and Dave's mock draft, the first one ever that you and I are going mano a mano in? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. RJ, are you running point? Are you taking notes? How are we doing this?
I am running point. I am taking notes. There will be graphics on social media. It's all happening. No. The only question I have for you two.
Yeah.
Who do we start with?
You know what I'll do? Because I'm a gentleman. Rick, who would you like to start here?
It doesn't matter to me. I'm locked in. You can go first if you want.
Okay. Dave, it is, and we'll kind of go snake draft style. So, Dave, you'll go first. Rick, then we'll boomerang with you.
All right, so I go one, and then he goes one also.
Yep, so right, you okay. Have the Jaguars. You start us off.
All right, with the first overall selection in this year's draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars go with a guy who has just risen up the ranks lately, did not have the production that we have seen from many first-round picks overall in the draft. But I say the Jaguars take... the odds-on favorite, amazingly enough, right now at this moment, and take from Georgia, Trayvon Walker.
Yeah, this was a tough one for me because this could swing everything. Initially, in Rick 1.0, I stuck with Hutchinson, but in Rick 4.0, which is the one I'm sticking to, I'm going to agree with Dave. Potential is a dangerous thing. Sometimes potential means you haven't done it yet. So I will stick with Dave, and I'm going to go with Trayvon Walker as my first pick.
Okay, all so right. Walker for both. And we'll go Walker Rick here both. Is where we'll start. Number two overall, the Lions. Rick.
I love the storyline, too. I'm going to go Detroit Lions select out of Michigan. I am going with one, Aiden Hutchinson.
It feels so easy, doesn't it, that Hutchinson just gets snapped up at two by the Lions? But how about a little kid from Liberty?
No.
Known as... No, I'm not doing that. Of course, Aiden Hutchinson out of Michigan to
like,
the Lions.
I like what you did there.
Thank you.
All right, good showmanship. But Walker, Hutchinson, mirroring each other thus far. Dave, pick three, round one, the Texans.
This is where I blow the entire draft to smithereens.
Wouldn't
I'm not kidding
time.
Now. There's no pretend. This is legit. With the third overall selection, my understanding is that Lovie Smith... Lovey's this guy. Cornerback, not Sauce.
Derek Stingley.
Texans take, in my mock draft, from LSU, Derek Stingley Jr. Lock it in.
All right, here's the funny thing.
Don't even tell me you have that.
I don't.
Good.
I can understand why you did it. My question to you would be this. Does it matter how much Lovie Smith likes Derek Stingley?
No, I Does imagine it? This is a Caserio issue more so than Lovie Smith. But knowing that Lovie loves him.
Who cares?
And knowing
how long is Lovie going to be there? How long?
I don't know how long he's going to be there. Listen, I don't need you to critique and mock my selections.
I'm
I think
not.
Caserio likes him as well. I don't know what happens at three. But I do know that Stingley is rising up the boards. I think the Texans are a franchise that never goes with the norm. I will go with Stingley with the
Texans.
Well,
maybe they should. Maybe they should. They kind of like Davis Webb, don't they? And even if they don't, they're going to need a quarterback at some time. And what better way to get the best out of your quarterback than drafting a tackle? I'm going to go with one. RJ, give me the sound, courtesy of Keyshawn, please.
Ikem Ukunua.
Yep. Hawaii's finest.
Wow.
With third overall pick.
The Samoan assassin, Ikem Ukunua.
That is what they call him.
Yeah.
So things are happening now. Now we're differentiating. Rick, we stick with you for your New York Jets, the first of two in the top ten.
I am going defense because I think it would be icky if anybody they went with the fourth pick. I am going to go with a Big Apple Sauce Gardner.
Sauce Gardner, fourth overall to the Jets, and they fix this cornerback issue. I'm not going to make the pick for the Jets at four overall. I'm going to leave that to Keyshawn Johnson. Keyshawn, who will the Jets take fourth overall tonight?
Ikem Ukunua.
Yes, the Jets take Ikem Ukunua, offensive lineman from Hawaii. That's where I'm going.
All right,
with the Jets. I think they move on. I think they're done with Mekhi Becton, and they take Ukunua.
2 years later. See, I almost called him that. So, Aquanu, both of you have him off the board. Dave, appropriate, we go to you. Pick five, the Giants.
It's two. It's between two. Do I go with the offensive lineman from Alabama? Do I go with the offensive lineman from Mississippi State? I'm going to go with the physical freak from Alabama. The Giants select the man with two first names, Evan Neal. Why do you sound so disheartened?
All right. With the fifth overall selection, the New York Giants will take one Charles Cross.
You might be right. You really might be.
I like this. I like the way we're going. All right, Rick, we stick with you. The conundrum of the morning for you, the Panthers at six.
I'm going to go with the Carolina Panthers, selecting the physical freak, something that Dave would know about, because I can't understand he weighs what he weighs with the body like that. I'm going to go with one Evan Neal out of Alabama.
All right. Let's see what you've done. Nasty shot during a mock draft. Not nice.
Shut up! Shut up!
I will go for Carolina, which did not cause me the same conundrum it caused you. You thought about quarterback. They've been linked to Kenny Pickett. I can't go there. I will go with the surest offensive lineman on the board and the third one to go off the board from Mississippi State, one Charles Cross.
Dave goes three straight tackles.
Yeah,
Kwanu Neal and Cross.
You know what he wanted? He wanted to go to Malik Willis, but he didn't want to just forfeit the
I would rather cut off a finger than take Malik Willis before I took Kenny Pickett. So that will not happen.
That's an interesting choice you'd make. Yeah. All right, Dave, back to you. The second of two top seven picks for the Giants.
All right, Giants already have Evan Neal. But I have Ahmad Gardner on the board right now. I also have Jermaine Johnson on the board right now. What do the Giants go with? They love Gardner. I love Gardner. Plays perfectly into that Wink Martindale defensive scheme. Little applesauce Gardner for the New York Football Giants.
It's one of the best names in all of sports. Wink Martindale. Love it. Yep. Game show host, porn star. I'm going to go with one Jermaine Johnson here.
I like that.
Address
too.
Address the pass rush.
I think you've done well.
Well, we'll see here. The second biggest conundrum of the morning, the Atlanta Falcons at eight. Over to Rick.
All right, so this is, you got to understand one thing. So my heart kind of played into this pick, but I have a hard time believing with the amount of needs this team has that they could pass this guy up because he's sliding a little bit. He's sliding. Talking about a guy who's at the top of a lot of people's drafts early on in the process. I'm going to go with one Kayvon Thibodeau to the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, you go with Tibbs to the Falcons at eight. Every receiver is on the board.
On the board.
But not after Atlanta finishes with their first-round selection.
No,
from
don't
the
do it.
Ohio State University, wide receiver Garrett Wilson.
I hate you.
Why? Because you want him to go to 10 in the Jets.
Yeah.
That's all right, well, maybe a sign of things to come. Nine, Dave, we stick with you, the Seattle Seahawks.
The Seahawks. Now, I think we're going to have a trade here, but I'm not going to incorporate the trade into my mock. I'm just going to give you the guy that I think goes nine.
Okay.
That, to me, is the best wide receiver in this draft.
Jameson Williams.
And if he's not hurt in the championship game, he probably goes higher than nine. You can mark it down. I think the Eagles move up and take him, but it doesn't matter who, in fact, takes him. I think the ninth overall selection, Jameson Williams.
It's a nice little pick right there. I like what you did right there. All right. Let's see what you did. So for me, the Seattle Seahawks will be selecting the man that Dave had going third, completely busting everyone's draft. I'm going to go with one, Derek Stingley Jr.
All right. And that leaves us with one left in the top 10, the second of two top 10 picks for the Jets. Rick?
I will be selecting, out of the Ohio State, wide receiver Garrett Wilson.
You just want it so badly that that's
so,
where you're going to go.
So bad.
So badly. My question is, do I go London or do I go Jermaine Johnson? I think Robert Saleh wins the battle in the draft war room. You can still get a receiver in the second round. I think the Jets go out of the Florida State, Jermaine Johnson.
Well done. To recap, we'll just do the notables. Number one, you both have Trayvon Walker going two, Hutchinson, the Jets at four. I almost say his name wrong every time now. Ikem Ekwonua. Yep.
Ukunua.
Ekwonua at four. Rick has Sauce Gardner. Evan Neal for Dave to the Giants at five. Charles Cross for Rick to the Giants at five. And at seven, Dave, Sauce Gardner, Rick, Jermaine Johnson the second. That same Jermaine Johnson the second going to the Jets at 10 for Dave, and Rick has Garrett Wilson.
Imagine if the Giants wound up with Neal and Gardner. Oh, would I be a happy guy in the morning? My goodness, would I be.
How about if the Jets end up with Ekwonu and Jermaine Johnson? It's nice, too.
It would, yeah, you, there's a lot of different combinations you can go with either of these local teams that I think you'd be pleased with. All right, Santi. I mean, to say you have a lot to choose from would be a tremendous understatement. It is now time for three stars.
Today's three stars. Number three.
Oh, the Mets have finally had enough. After being the most plunk team in baseball, they finally gave a little chin music to the Cardinals. Nolan Arenado didn't like it. We had the benches clear. Pete Alonso got body slammed by a man named Richard Stubby Clapp. Here's Pete Alonso.
They don't know, like, my temper. They don't know what I could do. I mean, if I wanted to put someone in the hospital, I easily could, but I was just out there trying to protect my guys.
Am I right? The Cardinals come to Citi Field next month?
Oh, yeah. May, I think, 16th.
May
group outing.
16th through 19th. Sounds like fun.
Number two.
Today is the day. The NFL is king. It will show it again with the NFL draft today. You guys just did a fabulous mock. We'll see how right you are when it's all said and done.
I have a beautiful mock.
Beautiful.
Number one.
You really are.
Number one. You've been promoting it all day. The ESPN, the new ESPN New York app is live. Go download it in the App Store or Google Play. Search ESPN New York. Open the app and you'll hear beautiful, dulcet tones of this very show and all the others that you can find.
This thing is gorgeous. And it's a good three stars from you. And this is the five star of apps. This is, you know, it's like, what's the kid named Lively? It's going to Duke. That's the five-star prospect. Can't miss. Five-star. Absolute. The Paolo Banchero of apps. Go to the App Store. Type in ESPN New York. Spell out New York. Get the app. And instantly, it's simple. It's easy. Everything at your fingertips. Rick, I love the fact that we launched the app on draft day. It's gorgeous. It is
gorgeous. No better time. No better time.
No better time, and no better time than to talk to our next guest, and we bring him on, and we love him, and today's the day. He's Max Kellerman from KJM. They come your way in just moments here on 98.7 ESPN. Max, happy draft day.
Yeah, indeed. Especially it'll be happy if the Giants trade up back up into the first round if Linderbaum falls. I want your guy.
You and this Linderbaum. There's an obsession with you and Linderbaum.
Well, you know why, guys? There are 11 positions on offense. If you have a chance to nail down one at all pro level for 10 years and it's right there, like it boggles. Well, that's not a premium position and this and that. But when there's a special talent, when there's a guy that everyone's like, oh my God, he's going to be great for a long time. Do it, especially in an area where you haven't been solid even in, what, a decade? Do it. So I love the fact they have two picks in the top 10. Go get an edge rusher. Go get an offensive tackle. Or if there's a special kind of corner available, it's Stingley or Sauce or someone, okay, you can tell me. But then go really get ridiculous on the line and grab a special player.
So, Max, let me ask you this. Draft goes well, right? Like, mm-hmm. You're happy with what mm-hmm. they did. Maybe they even trade back up and get your guy Linderbaum.
Yeah.
What are your honest expectations for this Giants team, though?
Just to build, man. I want to see them start heading in the right direction. You know, like usually a transformational kind of season in the NFL, and that happens sometimes. You know, you go worst to first in the NFL. That's not like unprecedented. It happens frequently. But usually that has to do with a special quarterback developing. Daniel Jones has been in the league for a while under less than ideal circumstances. He's probably better than what he's shown so far. But I think it's safe to say he ain't Justin Herbert, right? Like that. Yeah. So I don't expect the Giants to suddenly take some quantum leap. I do feel, though, guys, you know what it is? This is how I feel about it. You know when you think you know better than your team's front office and you're like, this is what they should do. He's in it, right? It's been a while since I felt like my team's front office knows more than me. I feel like I'm in good hands now, at least, with the Giants, and it's been a while.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I have zero doubt in my mind that you absolutely could have drafted better than the previous general manager. No, not one doubt in my mind.
I don't know how you do worse. How do you do worse?
Yeah, I don't think you could. All right, so now we have time to really kind of roam free. I know it's a big day on the show. What do you have coming up on the show starting in just moments here?
Okay, let me ask you guys, because we're asking Jets and Giants fans the following, right? What is your best case scenario? What is your worst? Like, what's, oh my God, this draft went so great. What is, oh my God, this is a nightmare of a draft. As a Jets fan, right? What is that for you?
Best case scenario is I get Sauce Gardner at four.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get either an edge rusher or a Garrett Wilson, a wide receiver at 10. I don't know if there's a, I honestly, no, I'm not even joking, Max. I don't know if there's a worse, like with 4 and 10, if I'm sitting here tomorrow talking about this is the worst case scenario, like something has gone really wrong.
If this worst case scenario for the Jets, if the Jets wind up taking Kyle Hamilton at four, not that they will. I don't think anybody has that expectation. That would be a disaster.
Why do you think? I mean, I don't know. Like, I think. Why do you think Kyle Hamilton's a disaster?
Well, no, I don't think he's going to be a bad player. I think he's going to be a good player. But to take another, I mean, you've already done it with Marcus May. You've done it with Jamal Adams. Are you going to take another safety with a top four pick? I think that would be a mistake.
Yeah. Listen, there's a lot to get into. A lot to get into, and we're about to get into it. You know.
All right, Max, enjoy the night. It's draft night. We'll talk to you soon, pal.
Likewise, guys.
All right, I can't wait. All right, Rick, enjoy it. I hope you do really well in the mock draft, but not as well as me. It's Rule 76.
Here we go, my big time to shine. No excuses, play like a champion. It's DPHO Rothenberg and
Kid Frost
on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPHO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.